At a discussion of Tampa's development in the downtown area, council members heard from citizens who said city officials seem to do everything in their power to ensure that new businesses can't thrive. Ken Sultenberg was in the Channelside area of Tampa. He says he's been trying for 3 years now to recruit businesses to Grand Central on Kennedy Boulevard.
The number one complaint I get now is about the economy. A close second is the nightmare of dealing with the city. There are tons, hundreds of business people. I talk to them every day. And the people that have been to the mill once don't want to do it again. And we need to I would use the solid waste department to get rid of the permit and approval system. It's horrible. We've got to work on that. That is as important as any economic incentive that you can give a business owner.
John Doring works with a commercial brokerage firm in Tampa. He said the city has the assets to excel, but said it's still not happening. He says he talks to downtown businesses every day and hears depressing things.
As they come in, they are investing their money, their energy, they're opening businesses, and instead of being supported and held up for those investments and that energy, they're just feeling like they're being beaten down and pushed back every step they take forward. It's a cultural thing, and anything we can do to move that, that's our big, big push.
Doring said that even though the city just hosted a successful Super Bowl, followed a week later by hundreds of thousands coming out to enjoy Gasparilla festivities, city government seemed to deliberately try to stifle the downtown corridor from enjoying any of that success.
Three-block radius, right in the core of our city, three blocks, all of the parking in front of all of those brand new restaurant and retail businesses had bags over them. You were not allowed to park there. These businesses were open all day. Nobody could park within three blocks of their businesses. Have no answer why that was done or how that occurred. But I can tell you, I get stopped on the street every day by local businesses saying someone high up must not want this downtown area to succeed.
Ellen Brown is the co-owner of the Old Tampa Book Company on Tampa Street and has been for the past 15 years. The establishment currently is the only retailer in downtown. She told council members that the city should revisit a program to provide incentives for other business people to invest in downtown.
When we moved in 15 years ago, the city of Tampa had a program for micro loans to independently owned small businesses. And we got a loan. It came from Barnett, and it was guaranteed by the city, and it was 1 point over prime. And it was for a very small amount, but enough for us to begin to buy our inventory and for us to do build out. And I think those two things, that we would not have all of these empty storefronts downtown if that kind of a program was developed between the city and I would think that the independent banks in town.
Tampa City Councilwoman Linda Salcena asked the city's Director of Development, Mark Huey, if an ombudsman could be hired to help guide new businessmen and women through the thicket of regulatory hurdles in the city.
The point is, people need help. The city is arcane sometimes in our rules. Mm-hmm. Do we have an ombudsman, or do you play that role, and could you step it up to make it easier in these hard times?
Huey agreed that the city doesn't like having that type of reputation and said that the city's planning director doesn't want to roll out such an ombudsman. Meanwhile, Councilwoman Mary Mulhern questioned Huey about tax incentives being given to an operation center for a New York-based financial services organization. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation received approximately $1 million in incentives from Tampa and Hillsborough County 4 years ago to move here, as well as $500,000 from a state incentive program.
This is a really good illustration of how we need to rethink who we're giving incentives to, considering that they are services for equities, corporate and municipal bonds, government and mortgage-backed securities, money market instruments, and over-the-counter derivatives. I think I'd be surprised if we're not, bailing these people out already, and if we're not, if they're going to even survive another year. So I feel like this illustrates the way we need to change the way we look at economic development.
Mulhern said that in the wake of the banking crisis, the city should no longer try to lure financial institutions. But Huey said the company had been a success in Tampa and has invested a lot of their business into the city.
We're thrilled with any company that will bring 570,000 paying jobs. I will work day and night to bring them to our city.
And Huey said that companies who qualify for such incentive funds, called QTI, don't receive such rewards for relocating at one particular time.
The QTI incentives are paid over a four-year period and our bonus incentives over a 10-year period.
Yep.
And each year they are filing very formal information about the jobs that are created and the salary levels. It's all administered through the state and then locally.